Let there be no strife is the title of our message taken from Genesis chapter 13 and verses 1 to 18. We saw Abram and his family going down to Egypt last week. And this week we will see how they came out of Egypt. This man who has begun in faith, who has continued in faith, walking with God, 1,200 kilometers journey all the way from the Ur of the Chaldees to the land of promise in Canaan. He has exercised faith to trust God through the dangers of the journey. But when he reached the land of Canaan, there was a famine. And how his faith took a downward turn. What a picture for our learning. That indeed, our walk with God needs to be daily, constantly nurtured. We need to take time to draw close to Him. We need to take time to draw strength from Him, from His Word. To pray that the Spirit of God may fill us. Because one moment of neglect, you see Abram rushing off to Egypt, symbolic of the world, man and his own wisdom, man and his own ingenuity, man and his own walk, as opposed to his blessed life that has begun by faith with God. As we look at Abram's life, we see the lapses of faith. And last week we saw the many consequences of his mistake. How sad it is that there are those times when we, due to doubts, due to lack of faith, can fail to appropriate the blessing of God. But we also saw last week how that the Lord was faithful. He did not abandon Abraham in his backsliding, in his waywardness. God was there to protect him. God was there to rescue him. The Lord sent a plague to the household of Pharaoh to deliver him. God was faithful. Faithful to his covenant with Abraham. You know, when he went down to Egypt, he lied to protect himself and Sarah, but it was for the worse. You see, when men do not live by faith, but by the flesh, he began to lie, he began to take matters into his own hands. But we also see that God is faithful. He will not leave his own without help, but God intervened directly to rescue Abram out of Egypt. And we thank God that He's such a loving God, patient and long-suffering toward us when we have been wayward, when we have not done that which we ought to do, when we have not served Him, walked with Him as we ought to. He did not abandon us. He is faithful. Does it not bring comfort to our weak hearts, knowing that we cannot make it by our own strength, knowing that we cannot make it by our own might? How frail we are. But you see here in chapter 13, how He would bounce back to faith. Three times in this text, you will see Him calling upon God. Right at the beginning, when He came out of Egypt, He went all the way to Bethel, the place where He first built an altar unto the Lord. And there He began to call upon the name of the Lord again. You see, our journey with God began in a very small way. When we hear the still small voice of God calling us, and we begin to exercise faith, that's what He did. He exercised faith, and He plucked Himself out and moved all the way from His homeland here to Canaan, a strange land. And God has also prospered him. In verse 2, it is described that he was very rich in cattle as he came out of Egypt. But this word there, very rich, it's a literal word for heavy. He was heavily loaded with the material things of this world. And you would see that trip to Egypt had detrimental effect, not just for him, which we see that he bounced back in his faith, but it affected the rest of his family, in particular his nephew, the man by the name Lot. So we see in our text in beginning of verse 5, and Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. Lot was with Abram as he went down to Egypt. And as he saw the prosperity that was there in Egypt, and the way of life that was there in Egypt, the behavior of the people that was there in Egypt, it affected Lot. So much so that when they returned, and with the increase of wealth that was with them, he shifted his focus from God to the material blessings that came upon them. And that was the beginning of trouble in the family. Isn't it so true? When you look at families, family feuds because of material possessions, who should get a portion of this house, this land, this estate? Should I have the bigger portion? Should he be given that portion? Well, as we mixed with the men of this world, as we indulge in the lifestyle of carnal men, men who don't know God, you would find that our desire focus would also be shifted. And you see Lot very much affected by what happened in that journey down to Egypt. And it is going to affect him for his entire life, because he's going to shift his family, bring his family toward, away from God, away from trusting in God as the provider and as a sustainer and the keeper of all things, to all these material things that can be seen. When he became heavy, very rich in cattle, in silver and in gold, and when the heart is not attuned and focused upon God, that's where trouble begins. That's where strife begins. And here in our text, we could see the beginning of trouble. Because the heart of Lot was taken in by the material strength as a substitute for our reliance upon God. And this, we would see, was the main cause of that strife and the inevitable separation between family members. They could have lived happily together, uncle and nephew. Aren't they supposed to be brethren? Of course. But when the eyes of one is focused upon the things that is other than the God of heaven, you see, that's where problem begins. Verse 10 says, "And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord, destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar." And verse 13, it says here that the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. What was Lot seeing when he looked at the plain? Well, he simply looked at the riches and the fruitful plantations that were there. But his eyes was not open to see the wickedness of the environment. You see, when our focus is shifted from God, when we are not focused upon God and His holiness, and we can be sidetracked to think that we have taken hold of that which would hold us for life. In other words, when our security is not in calling upon God, that invisible God, but in the tangible things that we can see with our hands, that's where we begin to fall. And the first thought, verse 1 to 7, the cause. Material possessions increasing. There was not that problem when they uprooted themselves and began coming to Egypt or coming to Canaan. But when there was prosperity, it is easy for us to put our focus upon the creature rather than the Creator. It was God who gave them all these things. But when these things increased, you'll find that we begin to slowly lose our focus upon the source of our blessings. And that is very common, which we see throughout Scripture, how easy it is for us to shift our eyes off God. And that is why you see that God instituted His laws for the people of God not to forget Him. In Israel, God instituted the Sabbath, the day of rest, where they would cease from their labor, cease from their own doing. When we stopped, we have to stop. That's where we have to ask ourselves, where in lies our hope, our help. And God deliberately gave that stop to Israel through the Sabbath. And God has also given us the Lord's Day, the day by which thy people are to rest, to worship Him, and to cease from our labor, to remember Him. God gave two portions of manna on the sixth day, so that they could rest on the seventh day, so that the people of God may not forget Him. But you notice that throughout the history of Israel, Israel forgot their God. They have not kept their Sabbaths. God's people have not kept their Sabbath, the Lord's Day, to be assembled before Him. When we shift our focus from God to the things other than the Lord, in other words, some idol has crept in and took the place of God in our lives. and for Lot. It was all this material possessions that causes him to lose his regard for Abraham. And it is said here that this strife that went on did not stop. But in order that there may be peace, Abraham gave this proposal to Lot. In verse 8, he says, "Let there be no strife. I pray thee." He pleaded with him, "Between me and thee, between my herdsmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou would take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If thou would depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left." It's interesting that Abraham has given to Lot the right, even of the promised land that God had given him, promised to him, Canaan. God, Abraham said to Lot, "Look at the land here. You choose where you would like to go." And it's interesting that Lot make a choice for the land at the outskirt of the promised land. Right at the outskirt of Canaan. He did not choose the land of God's promise. You see, our eyes, if they are not spiritual, they are not attuned to God, it can be very deceptive. What seemed to be good is not really good for us. What seemed not to be so good, well, it's actually good for us. Canaan was the land of God's promise. But he saw the lush plains and his eyes was captivated by it. Verse 10 says, "And Lot lifted up his eyes and held all the plain of Jordan, that it was very well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar." When a man is not in tune with God, he makes terrible choices. This land is going to be judged by God in a short while. The good land is going to be turned into waste land. God is going to rain fire and brimstone from heaven to destroy it. Lot could not see. He did not have a spiritual perspective. His was an earthly perspective. Yes, the Bible has said that Lot was a believer. Peter wrote and called him just Lot. He was justified of God, a believer. He has a place in heaven, as it were. He has escaped from hell. But his sight was earthly. His sight was earthly. And that's a very important lesson that God wants us to learn. As we see this man Lot, how his life was affected from the time he went down to Egypt. Right? Our text tells us in verse 12 how it was, how that land was like Egypt. It was a lush piece of land. Verse 10. Even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. Like the land of Egypt. You see, when we go out of the boundary that God sets for us as what is safe, and we wander into places that we ought not to be, we imbibe values, we see things that we ought not to see, and he began to love the things that he ought not to love. He began to love the things that God hates. He began to hate the thing that God loves. He has chosen to depart from Abram, whom the blessing of the Lord was given. And as you think about Abram and his faith that has suffered when he went down to Egypt, you also see how it affected the people around him. If you're a father, if you're a mother, you're a man, you're a woman of influence, there are others who look to you, you realize that we have a grave responsibility in our actions. If we are not spiritual, then the people around us will learn. Those things that should not be. And this was how Lot would make his choice. And Lot lifted up his eyes, the last of the eyes. You remember our Lord Jesus was tempted by the devil himself when he began his ministry. The devil brought him up to a mountain, so that he would see all the cities of the world. And the devil said to him, "You bow down to me, I will give you all these cities." The devil has that kind of a enticing power. And you see Lot truly bowing down to the temptation. He wanted those cities. His heart craved for them. But there was danger lurking in those places, you see. There was wickedness there in those cities. He was not aware of the danger. And he allowed himself to go into a state of conflict, strife. So unnecessary, isn't it? Why? Because when we take our eyes off our God, when our affections are not set on high, that's where the problem comes. And If you look at Abram and his faith, you see, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. It's described for us, Abram and his faith. Verse 8 of Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, and in a strange country. And verse 10, for he looked for a city which has foundations and whose builder and maker is God. So you can be living in a desert place and you are happy because that's where the Lord wants you to be. And this was what he was doing. There was nothing going for him there, but it was the place of God's blessing. Dear friends, that we need to understand. To be in the center of the will of God. To be doing the thing that God would want you to do. He was not looking at the lush plain, but he was looking for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. And that the Lord wants us to see is the Christian's life. We have no continuing city here on earth. And if we set our love, our affection, we let any of the things of this world be our security, we are going to be very disappointed. As Lot will later find out, he will be very disappointed because he will lose all of those things that he set his affection upon. And how it impacted the family. The wife, looking back, when the angel sought to pull them out of Sodom and Gomorrah before the destruction came, she looked back. She was turned into a pillar of salt. And how it affected also the morality, the lives of the daughters. How sad it is. And what was the reason for this? Well, when we took our eyes off the Lord for that moment. And so the story continues for us here, that let us be very careful when we are faced with a trial, when a test confronts us, right? What was the test that Abraham faced? We saw last week. Famine. No food. And his response was not one of faith. He did not seek the Lord. You notice all those times he did not pray. He did not wait upon God, if God had promised to take care of us when He saved us, will He forsake us halfway in our journey? He will not, dear friends. Our God will prove Himself faithful to us over and over again. And so the Lord says to us that let us not take our eyes off Him. For when we do so, you realize that trouble comes. The conflict that came between Abram and Lot is a conflict that came because a man took his eyes off God, off the authority that God has placed over him, and he chose his own way. And that's the beginning of his downfall. How sad it is, but how real it is. Let us be gracious. Let us ask God be gracious to help us to make life's choices wisely, that we may indeed walk with Him each step of the way, waiting upon Him, humbling ourselves before Him, and receiving His blessings. May the Lord be gracious to help His people. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy word. Thank Thee for Thy grace in strengthening us. Lord, indeed, we are thankful to Thee for being with us, to help us, to guide us. Thank Thee for Thy word. Thank Thee for Thy Spirit that grant us wisdom and understanding. Lord, help us to love Thee and Thee alone. Take away every idol in our heart, that our focus may be upon Thee. This I ask and pray with thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.